Okay, so this is Nancy, and this is a different report. This is the functional genomic analysis report. I kind of like some of the way it is. I'm going to make this bigger because it's a really tiny print. I'm going to see if I can make it a little bit bigger. And I can read it better. There, yay, that's much better. All right, so we'll start with the gluten, and you have two variants in the difficulty with gluten. So, and I think we've mentioned that you're already gluten-free, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
I need to be more careful with it.
Just be more careful because you have, when you have the genetics, here's what happens. If you get exposed and then you, you know, even if it's just a little bit, it can trigger the antibody activity and the inflammation for 6 months. So it can interfere with all the other things that you're trying to do. So be super, super careful about that. Dairy, same thing. It's not quite as bad. You have yellows instead of reds, but you still want to be careful about the dairy. Dairy cross-reacts with gluten too. So I think the gluten-free and the dairy-free are super important. I think you already are. Is that, or mostly?
Yes.
Okay. The CYP1A2, which is the one related to caffeine in breast. So that particular one, you have a yellow, like a lot of folks have. So, you know, do you do caffeine at all?
The only thing, I do a drink called Chocolate Bliss sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if that has caffeine because of the chocolate.
It would. If you're just doing it sometimes, it's not as substantial.
Is that
the
cow bliss, Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Loving superfoods, I think it's called.
Yeah, that, because I have that as well. And that has, that definitely has the chocolate, but the theobromine, it's higher level of theobromine. So, but it also has turmeric and other things in it.
Yeah, and it's like green tea. Green tea has some caffeine in it. Mm-hmm. I would say if you were homozygous here and you had a couple of the other SNPs and you had a history of breast cancer in your family or yourself, I'd be careful, right? Because we just don't know. But I have this SNP and I do chocolate when my body wants chocolate, but carefully, like that, you know, a raw cacao.
Okay. So I shouldn't have it. I shouldn't say I didn't have it a lot. I mean, sometimes I have it every day, so I shouldn't have it every day.
You know, it depends on how much, if it's cat and it's got all kinds of other nutrients in it and it's a small amount, see if it somehow it says how much caffeine is in it, but it's probably okay.
Okay, I'll check.
All right, beta carotene. So you have one of the BCMO1s. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to take a vitamin A supplement because it's just one minor variant, but making sure that you're getting plenty of beta carotene rich foods so that since your body's not as effective as converting it, that you can convert more of the beta carotene. Okay. What else do we have? Histamine. Do you tend to have, allergies, skin rashes, hives, any of those things?
Not usually. No.
Okay. Because you have some tendencies towards that. So, if you did, I would have said, you know, up your vitamin C, take some quercetin, but I don't think it's a big deal. Do you have any anxiety or depression?
Not depression, maybe sometimes slight anxiety, but nothing, you know, nothing major, disabling. I do worry. I guess you call it worry.
Maybe. You're a worrier. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And these variations can contribute to worrier, similar to COMT. I think for you, really honing in on your meditation practice or heart math practice, like for me, I have a lot of these variants as well, and I don't take any supplements for it. What I do is I catch myself and I do my breathing. Okay. And I think that's the best approach. When you have some more severe and you're having symptoms, then I would say there's maybe some nutrients or herbs that we could do but it's not symptomatic. I think that just catching yourself when you start to worry and doing some breathing.
Okay.
Prayer, whatever works for you. more histamine receptors. So keep an eye on that. If you find yourself like finding yourself in an allergy situation, extra vitamin C and quercetin is probably a good friend. Okay. Yeah, and some of these, you know, I haven't studied enough. I haven't studied this report. I'm going to go to the ones that I see. FUT2, very important. One, to make sure that you're doing your probiotic kind of foods daily, plenty of it. And bifidobacter is the important one.
Bifido.
Custom Probiotics has a good powdered bifido that you can add. And even if you've got like store-bought yogurt or sauerkraut, you can add a little bit of that to it. Put it in the fridge and it'll actually increase as it sits in your fermented food. So I would say regular. You just need to be really regular about that to keep your microbiome in order. Phospholipids, again, do you have any issues with your memory just going out on you or forgetting where you put your keys or why you came into a room or?
Yes. Like I'm searching for my phone all the time. I think it gives me a lot of exercise.
Sounds familiar. I'm like that too. So I would say sunflower lecithin added to your smoothies or nut milks or your cacao bliss shake or something like that, about a teaspoon or two a day to help just protect the memory as well as the membranes in the brain. Did we look at your fatty? Did you do a blood spot fatty acid yet?
Yes.
I'm forgetting if we looked at it or not, but sometimes these imbalances that we see and we go, oh, why does this person who eats all this great food have, you know, too much arachidonic or too whatever? And this FADS can contribute to that. So did we review it yet? When we review this whole thing, we'll go back and review it again.
Okay, we've got a call coming up to do, you know, it's the longer call on the labs. I think it's on the 27th or something like that.
We'll look at it then. Because a lot of this, I want to be able to go back and say, well, are you manifesting these? Mm-hmm. Again, I'd want to look at your Dutch test to see this, to see how your hormones are, because coenzyme QA, it's important for making energy. It's also important in the conversion from the cholesterol down into the sex hormones and the cortisol. And I don't know if you've already had, if you have elevated cholesterol or not, but we'll look at that on the 27th as well.
Okay.
We'll look at that, and that may be playing in a role. It may be that you need some extra B5 for that.
Okay.
But we'll look at that when we look. Okay, let me see if anything else is popping out at me. Glutathione. There's a bunch of glutathione SNPs. This tests a lot more of them than the other report does. A whole bunch of them. And you have a fair number of glutathione SNPs. Most of them are yellow. One of them is red. Two of them are red. Three of them are red. A bunch of them are red. So, and let's look at this. Did you get your Dutch test order yet done?
It's been sent in. So I think I should have the results.
We'll look at that because there's a glutathione marker on the Dutch test. So before saying, you know, you need that, I say, let's look at that marker. But it may be something to be looking out for. And once I look at that, I'll just tell you about the SOD and catalase as well and whether we want to help you with that. And this is the herbicides, which... You know, there was just one of them on the other test. This shows a bunch of them. And, you know, it's just your ability to break down pesticides and herbicides and, you know, organic, super important for you. And oxidative stress. We'll look at this when we look at it in more detail. Folate. Yeah, you have a C677T. I think, you know, just all of the major stuff, like managing the stress with mindfulness, eating lots of green leafy vegetables. You know, a lot of people jump in and like, oh, you have this gene, you need this supplement. And I don't think it's like that. I think it's a matter of putting together what is out of balance. And for you, you know, you have one MTHFR and one further down in the pathway. So the more of your, you know, green juices, green smoothies, green leafies that you're doing, and the more, you know, sleep is important, stress management and all that. So we can get into more details on that. B12, okay. You had a bunch of B12 SNPs. Are you taking any B12?
I'm taking a B complex.
Some extra. We'll see again.
Okay.
We'll know when we get, because that marker's on the Dutch test as well. We'll know okay. if it's manifesting and whether you need some extra B12. There's the PEMT again. I'm just going to look for some major ones before we run out of time. Okay, PBS. Yeah. I think I'm going to want to compare some of this to the way it looks on the genetic detoxification. COMT, you're okay. So the methyl groups are fine. Yeah, I mean, some issues with the GABA. Do you have any trouble sleeping, falling asleep, staying asleep?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. Do you have any issues with fat digestion? Like you eat fatty foods and you go, oh, I just don't feel well.
Yeah, I really don't eat fatty foods anymore. But when I did, I would end up with stomach cramps and diarrhea and, you know, pretty much doubled over on the floor.
Okay. Yeah. So you may have some issues with bile and making bile acids. And given these, taurine is an amino acid that's important for making the bile salts. It's mm-hmm. also a precursor to GABA. So that's one that we may look at.
Okay.
All right. Because you want to be able to eat fats. You want to be able to correct that, and we'll look at that in more detail when we have our details. We have a couple of them coming up. Do you find that you, like you pick up other people's feelings, like you can tell when somebody's down or up or, I mean, like,
oh yeah. Yeah, very much.
There's a gene for that, and you have it.
Really? Oh, is that interesting?
Yeah, interesting. Let's see what else might be neuroplasticity. Here we go. Yeah, some things related to neuronal plasticity. I mean, I haven't done this test. I've only looked at it a couple of times, so I haven't looked into that particular gene. And you know how relevant some of these are. NRG. There's a lot here. And I'm only halfway through. I'm just trying to skip through to the ones that I, nitric oxide. A lot of nitric oxide genes. I've been saying this all day, but arugula, a lot of arugula. Okay. And exercise.
Yeah, I really have trouble eating arugula.
You do? What happens?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like it.
You don't like
it? I got two things in the refrigerator right now, and I just, it's like, oh, I don't know. If I eat it when I'm out, in a restaurant, it seems like I can tolerate it better than when I try to eat it, you know, try to make something with it at home. I don't know
why it's strong. Do you get the baby arugula or the regular?
Yes, I have the baby.
Yeah, because the baby's much more mild. All right. Well, we'll see what other things stimulate that. And in the I don't have time to pull it up today, but in the Spring Into Vitality, that same place I was talking earlier about the nitric oxide testing, I also have a list of foods and it has them ranked by how much nitric oxide you can get from them. And that would be in the Spring Into Vitality. I'll see what happens. Let me look to see how many more I have of these to do. And then we can pull it out or worst case, we'll do it when we meet on the 27th.
Sure.
They have, this is a lot of genes. CERT 2. Did Lisa go over this with you?
No.
When did you get this done?
Not terribly long ago.
Okay.
It's just been, you know, a process of getting it done and then uploaded, and you know, so right. It's you know, recent since it's been all right. Put together.
Get me another iron, okay. Iron transporters. Okay, not bad. Magnesium. Most of them weren't tested. Do you take any magnesium?
No.
Mm-mm. It might be worthwhile.
Once in a while, I've taken that Calm drink.
Yeah.
But it seems like that irritates my stomach when I do take it, but it does help me sleep.
You might try a different form of magnesium then. Because that's citrate, and citrate can aggravate if you've got any irritation in your stomach. You can try some glycinate, magnesium glycinate.
Glycinate, okay.
Yep. I'm just looking, see if there's anything else that stands out. Yeah. Okay. Well, those are the main things, right?
Okay.
And then, so we'll go through this in more detail. We'll sure. run, once you upload, Angelica will reach out to you to get your raw data, and then she'll okay. run your raw data through the other report.
Okay, great. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. And then we'll have that and I can compare.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay. So that was Nancy. Let's see who else we have. How are we doing on time? We have about an hour left. So I see who's left to do. So let me go back through. Is Susanna on? Or Debbie?
Nope.
Marion? Marion was gone earlier.
Yeah, Marion's gone now.
She's not? Okay.
Nope.
How about Sarah?
Sarah's not here.
Sarah and Joseph aren't here. Okay, so let's do, I'm going to do Barbara's, even though she's Great. Not here. Mm-hmm. So let me stop the recording. And we'll let her know that she was at the end. Stop.